This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Invite you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there for free. So, again, head on over there. Get interactive. You can actually create the content of the site. You can submit different things that you find online that you think are interesting, and then other listeners will vote, and you can vote on things. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site, which I don't think any other talk radio shows let you do, and I don't think many other talk shows have the free website option either. So go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. You can, of course, take control here, 800-259-9231. Now, Mark, you had mentioned something about the housing market having a real tough time, and if you want to get that information up and ready to go, that'll be, you do have that?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. So what's the detail there?
Professionals around here, we've got the stuff ready to go. The housing market just had its worst quarter since 2008. This is according to businessinsider.com.
And was 2008 a real bad year?
It was. You were seeing a lot of the subprime stuff crashing from 2005 and 2006 at that time. It's a new survey from Zillow. 2008 was basically supposed to be the end of the bubble or whatever, and we were going to be back on track.
Not so much, huh?
New survey from Zillow shows the U.S. just had its worst quarter for home sales since 2008. Some key data points. Nearly 75% of homes in the U.S., lost value from Q1 2010 to Q1 2011. That means your home, if you're listening to me, likely.
Yeah.
75% of homes, I mean, just think about
it. Weren't prices inflated? I mean, wasn't that the idea anyway?
Prices were inflated in 2010?
No, overall, since the beginning of the millennia?
I have a difficult time imagining the prices. I don't know. From the beginning of the millennia, it's hard to say. I've got to say that we're, at this point, a lot of houses, at least in my experience, are probably down near the end of the millennia prices. And, I mean, they're really getting kicked in the teeth.
You mean the low end? When you say they're down near the end of the millennia prices,
What I mean is the same price that they were in 1999, 2000, 2001 is what they are now.
Right. That was my point, though, that there was this peak in pricing, and the peak was unsustainable, and no one wanted to buy them anymore because it was just crazy.
Have they printed a bunch of dollars since 2001?
Oh, yeah, they printed
a lot of
dollars.
Should houses then be worth more than they were in 2001?
The house itself or the number of dollars it takes to buy the house?
The number of dollars that it takes to buy the house. The house should depreciate.
Exactly. The house should depreciate. But, yes, you're right. The number of dollars it takes is increased. But at the same time, I think that the actual value of homes was artificially increased to...
It was at one point. I think we're... I personally, and this is just my personal belief, we are below whatever that point was that
okay.
they
no,
should
I
be
I can
at.
Definitely see that.
Yeah, but... I don't know. I don't know if they're going to continue to go down. The fact is, households have shrank. There are fewer households than there were in 2005 or whatever. Because
now, why is that?
People are living. Mom is living with the children, or the children are living with dad and mom.
Right. We saw that a significant amount of college kids that are freshly graduated are now moving back in with mom and dad.
They weren't even counted, I suspect, as households. So what this is a situation is, you know, the
households that were counted combining, essentially?
Husband and wife and kids moving in with grandma and grandpa. Mm. I mean, that's what I'm talking about as far as household shrinking. It's happening all over. And
which means that there is more supply in the market of houses and less demand, right?
Right. I mean, there's a bunch of empty houses. The only way to handle the housing economy, which, by the way, is the whole economy, is to create more people that have a demand. But you've got these anti-immigration zealots out there that don't want to see more people coming into the country. They're stealing our jobs! Of course, they don't realize these people eat food, drive cars, and do all the things that other people do, so they actually create jobs, and they're coming over. All the military people, you keep on shoving people into the military, they don't need housing anymore because they're outside of the country living in tents in Afghanistan and Iraq and wherever.
Or on a military base.
Or on military bases around the world.
And of course, there's a lot of housing out there because of the glory days, if you will, of the housing market, where a bunch of people were throwing money into houses,
right,
figuring they'd be able to flip them, and for a while that worked, and then all of a sudden, not so much.
Foreclosure resales hit a brand new high, representing 23.7%.
A foreclosure resale. Now, is that where one bank sells a foreclosure to another bank? What is a foreclosure resale?
I think that it's a foreclosure resale is just when they sell a house that has been foreclosed upon.
I see.
Meanwhile, the supply of distressed homes continue to be massive. 2 million homes are in the foreclosure process, with another 1.5 seriously delinquent. So
that's a lot of damn houses.
There's a lot of houses out there. That's a lot of houses.
So wait, 2 million? What was it? 2 million are in the foreclosure process, and another 1.5 is coming direction.
So what they're saying is housing prices are going to continue to fall.
Right, because if there are, can you read that phrase one more time for me? 2 million and 1.5.
Meanwhile, the supply of distressed homes continue to be massive. 2 million houses are in foreclosure process, with another 1.5 seriously delinquent.
Meaning, how many of the people who are in that 1.5 million homes will end up having foreclosures happen? If they're seriously delinquent, that means they're way behind in payments. Very unlikely they're going to be able to get above water at any point. And they are going to have their house taken from them. And if that happens, then that means, let's say 500,000 of the 1.5 million actually end up paying off enough to keep their house from being foreclosed. So let's just say a million going into foreclosure. You're increasing the size of the foreclosure market at that point by 50%.
Yep.
That many more houses going into foreclosure. Who wants to buy a regular market-priced house when they can? If you're a buyer in the housing market right now, it's good to be a buyer, no doubt about it, at this time. And, of course, if things keep getting worse, it'll be better to be a buyer. But why would you want to buy a house that's sold by an individual at full value when you can get one from a bank for next to nothing? It means that the other houses will have to come down in price as well.
Indeed, a foreclosed house.
Non-foreclosed house.
Right. A foreclosure resale will drag down the prices of regular houses.
Right.
Although regular houses do have some unique selling propositions. They are generally houses that look lived in, mm-hmm, will sell for a little more than houses that are vacant. Houses that are ready to move in. Many foreclosed houses have, they've got plywood on the windows and things like that.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, they've been broken into. They've been squatted in.
Yeah, copper's been stolen, that
right,
kind of thing.
All kinds
sure
of stuff happens.
There's usually a lot of work that needs to be done.
JJ, I just see a graph here that says that housing prices are apparently at 2003 rates. My experience in Sarasota is that it's more like 1998 rates.
Kind of what I was explaining was that people see it coming down. People have understood that housing prices have been coming down for a while, and it's sort of this trend. I don't see why it's a surprise that they continue to go down. That's my whole point.
But the housing prices...
It shouldn't be news that housing prices are coming down. It should be like, well, yes, that's exactly what we expect to happen in a place where no one is buying houses.
Everybody thinks that they've hit the bottom.
But that's right. That's what we might expect as people who are observing this. But, yeah, there's this mentality out there that the recession's over, everybody.
Right. Okay.
All is well. You know, we're just at the bottom of the loop here. We're going to come back around, and everything's going to be going up here from here on out.
Right. And then the thumbs up. Right.
Yeah. And it's just not playing out that way.
No.
So very interesting. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I think more people are going to, more households are going to shrink. More people are going to live together.
Yeah.
And, I just see houses getting bulldozed and stuff at some point. I don't see what else you're going to do.
Certainly, if you're up here in the Northeast, who wants to pay to heat a husk of a house?
Oh, geez.
Who wants to do that?
And definitely that is a big part of maintaining a foreclosed house, especially in the North.
Right, ongoing costs of maintenance.
Yeah,
you're right, Mark. At some point, it's just going to be worth it to just say, screw it, let's raise that house and clear the land.
Plus commercial real estate, they're predicting that commercial,
like malls and stuff like that, strip malls, et cetera.
Right. The commercial real estates, that bubble hasn't hit yet. Also, they're talking about high-end real estate is on its way down, too.
Wait a minute. The commercial real estate bubble hasn't hit yet? I don't know. If you looked around this town here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are all kinds of empty, totally vacant commercials. Right, they
are
rentals.
People that own them. You see, the bubble doesn't hit until the owners say, I can't handle this anymore, foreclose on my mall.
Wow, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The U.S. economy still has some teeth in it, and they're still waiting to get kicked out.
More coming up here, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on a housing market, certainly welcome to share those. You can also bring up anything you want. Plus, we'll tell you about a man who served the government overseas and was then killed by it when he got back home. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and we give you the features on the site for free. You can enjoy things like our bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you taking any prescription medications? And are you getting your prescription medications at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discount as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can click Become a Member there on the left side of the page or call that telephone number that's at meds.freetalklive.com. Their customer service is excellent. They third-party check all of their medications to make sure that they're not counterfeit and that they're exactly what you ordered. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter whether it's your depression medications or if you're taking the pill or if it's your Viagra medication. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue here. Take your phone calls about what you want. David is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, David. David in Indy. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call and see if you guys had seen the article. I think it was Business Weekly. It said that the White House was pressuring lenders to approve more subprime loans again. And isn't that kind of the problem that we had when Clinton started doing that in 98 and Bush continued it all through his administration?
Mark, can you define what a subprime loan is for those that aren't aware? Anybody?
Oh, I thought that the caller was going to do it. A subprime loan is the scabs, the people who have bad credit.
Used to be said that if you could fog up a mirror, you'd get a loan. That's what they're talking about bringing back?
Right. That's what the article said. And, I mean, you'd think after this long that people would start to catch on that if you give a loan to somebody that can't afford it, then they're not going to pay it back. We're going to end up in the same problem that we are already in.
Okay, well, I'm of two minds on this. One, and most importantly, the government screws up everything it touches, so this is a bad idea. The second point is that I think that many banks and lending institutions are being hyper-vigilant at this point as far as giving out loans, that they only want to give them to the very best credit risks, and they don't have systems in place to give them to people that are slightly less bad. I think that would behoove everyone if they would do that. Also, these banks that have taken the bailout money, as far as I'm concerned, they're essentially franchises of the government at this point. I mean, they've taken mommy government's money, so they're going to have to do what mommy government says.
Well, they know that there's going to be more money in it for them if things fail, right? Oh yeah, we'll give the subprime loans out as long as you'll back us up when they fail.
Well, also some people made a lot of money off the derivative scheme with that subprime whole fiasco there. So I think if there's still money to be squeezed out of some rock, some guy out there is going to find a way to get it out.
David, thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else you want to talk about?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Nick in Illinois on the Amp Lines. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Nick.
What you said about households combining is exactly what's happening in my life now. Just 6 months ago, my household consisted of only myself and my parents. Then a few months back, we had to move my octogenarian grandparents in because of a complicated situation that was probably going to happen regardless of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But now my brother and his family, which includes a wife and two little sons, are also going to be moving in.
Holy heavens, wow. How many rooms are in the house?
Yeah, how big is this, a mansion?
Well, it's a pretty big house, but it's not that big. We're going to be building on an extension.
Hmm. You know, a lot of people are finding this, that's easier for them is to just add a little extra onto it or maybe park a mobile home along the side or I should say RV or something like that. That's happening.
It's interesting because back when I was in Milwaukee before I had come to the Free State Project and the whole idea of liberty sort of thing, and I wasn't really aware, the next door neighbors to my grandparents' home were, I believe, a bunch of people who migrated here from southerly regions.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several families living together in this home, and I guess it was looked down upon that there were so many families in this home.
That's going
to
change.
Right, but for financial reasons, obviously, they had to share living space. And they actually
it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, they had a network sort of worked out where certain people would sleep when they weren't working, and then others
were
working.
They were hot bedding?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was all, that was looked down upon and whatnot, but now, obviously, with the current market situation, it's becoming more commonplace.
Right, now they'll just be looked down upon because they're brown.
Yeah, exactly.
1-800-259-9231. So, Nick, what else did you want to share about that?
Well, I do want to put in a caveat there that my brother was already planning to move up here from Georgia, but the problem is that they can't sell their condo that they had because it's way... It's worth a lot less now than they paid for it, so they're not willing to let go of it, and so they can't get a new house on their own. And that's
Does he know what a short sale is?
I don't. What
sorry,
is it?
What was that?
Does he know what a short sale is?
What is it?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. A short sale, I'll tell you what a short sale is, and then you can talk to him about it, and, you know, for whatever reason, he may or may not want to do it. A short sale is when you sell a house for less than you owe on it, and the bank takes the loss. They may or may not try to hit you in the pants with the IRS, but the chances are very low because so many people are doing it at this point. You know, the banks got their bailout 2 or 3 years ago. Essentially, short sales are the way that the American people are getting, one of the ways the American people are getting that bailout handed to them. It's the trickle-down bailout.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
So, basically what you're saying, Mark, is you sell the house, you take a loss on selling the house, you still owe X, so let's say you get a $100,000 house and you sell it for $50,000, the mortgage you've only paid $25,000 on, so you've got a $75,000 mortgage, you're only able to pay off $50,000 of the $75,000, meaning you still owe the bank $25,000. You're saying at that point you just default on the
bank. The bank writes it off. They agree to the short sale amount, and they write it off.
Oh, it would be an agreement between you and the bank.
Yes.
So you actually have to contact the bank and say, look,
this is what I
want to
do. It can be very difficult dealing with banks, no doubt, but it beats the heck out of just having a house going into foreclosure on you. The banks benefit because it's hard to sell a house that's been foreclosed on because it has the plywood on the walls and the copper has been ripped out of it and all kinds of things happen. The longer a house is without somebody in it, the more dead that house is. Mm-hmm. So banks benefit by putting, just being able to flip a house and get somebody else in there.
And get at least some
something.
Payment, too,
yeah, they
right?
get something.
Rather than having that homeowner who's in such dire straits, they've got a $75,000 mortgage remaining here, remaining principal, they're in so much dire straits that they just have to leave the house because they just can't afford to live there anymore. Then the bank has to foreclose having $75,000 owed to it, whereas if the homeowner sells it, maybe they can get $50,000 out of it, the bank, and then get at least the $50,000 out and then proceed to sell it for whatever.
The banks could be very ponderous in doing this, though. It happened to a friend of mine in Florida. It was actually that he had an offer for a short sale that would have been $10,000 more than the one the bank finally went ahead with because the banks just drag their feet. They just don't know, they just can't get out of their own way.
Nick, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Probably not an uncommon story of people combining households because it just makes more sense. And if you're going to do, like he said, expand the house, do an add-on, an extension to that one house, that makes a lot more sense cost-wise than trying to keep two separate households going and whatever costs are involved in continuing to do that. Because you've got one household, you don't have to pay to air condition one house.
Yep.
The extra, the extra space on that house isn't going to be a huge addition in comparison to air conditioning two houses or heating two houses, etc. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. And, of course, the more people together split the bills makes it a cheaper living situation. It's Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. Maybe you want to tell us your housing story. What is going on in your life? Have you been foreclosed upon? Are you combining households, moving in with parents, having kids move in with you? What's your story? 800-259-9231, because that's what's happening. Mark, you just shared some statistics where the housing market is down to the point at a low point at which it was at in 2008 or something like that.
2003 is the low point. It is... let me see here. It's the...
No, 2003 was the peak.
Just had its worst quarter since 2008.
Right.
The prices of houses... No, 2006 was the peak.
Really?
So prices are back to where they were on average, on a national average, about where they were in 2003.
2006 could not have been the peak.
June?
Really?
2006 was the peak.
Wow.
The bubble burst, but it takes people a while to figure it out. The commercial real estate bubble has burst, and people don't know it. So, you know... And as I understand it, there's a bursting in the high-end housing market, too, that's coming on down the line. I mean, housing in the United States is just there's a real problem coming, folks.
Right, and then you've got the extra, two million foreclosures available, you know, basically going through the process right now. You got maybe another 1 or 1.5 million that could be coming to dilute the foreclosure market and the general sale market even further, meaning prices are going to continue to likely tumble. And as you say, the commercial real estate has yet to really hit hard. So on top of all that, JJ, you were talking about during the break some of the spending habits of people in this culture.
Yeah, just the consumeristic lifestyle that has been propagated through the media and through all different forms of like lifestyle sort of issues. I think that is the core problem with what's going on in all of this, is that people are consuming blindly for the most part. They're largely unconscious of what's going on around them, save for their life details, their job, their immediate family, their immediate surroundings. They're oblivious to what the government's doing or what anything is really going on. And I think that is partially a massive problem that is still going on, because people aren't paying attention to any of this stuff that's going on. The housing market, sure, people feel the crunch, but they don't know where to look. They don't know why. It's not like they're looking to solve the problem, or they're looking for that solution, or they're looking to understand. No, that's it's not. It has nothing to do with that. You can't answer the question, if you don't know what the question is, right? Well, they're not even looking for the question. They're just going along in sort of not there. I shouldn't say, to speak in such general terms, but there's a large section of Americans, if you will, people who live in this general continental area, who basically don't care, don't know, and could give a damn about anything. And that is extremely disturbing. And I think that is going to continue as long as their suffering isn't so great that they can't swallow it with a vodka or a pill or something else. As long
certainly
as they
there's
can
a lot of
contain the pain.
Substances begin to be used more often in a recessionary kind of situation.
Antidepressants and all sorts of different drugs to numb the mind.
I agree with everything you've said. However, the fact is that generally when it comes to human beings, the way our economy is set up is there's a specialization of labor. The people that do tool and die stuff, they do tool and die stuff. They specialize in that, and that's what they handle. The people who handle sales, that's what they handle. They largely don't think about those other things. They want to leave the other things to other people. Well, our economy is based on debt. So it's no surprise that, what was it? I think it was 2004, 2005, that there was actually more money, that Americans owed more money than they made.
I disagree. I don't think our economy is based on debt. I think our economy is based on blind consuming.
No. Our economy is based on debt. It is in fact based on debt, because the Treasury writes,
Right. No, I understand all that jargon and stuff, and that's cool and all. But I mean, striking the root of what is the problem? What is the actual root problem?
Right. Well, why do people go into debt? Is because they want things.
They want to have this hot new car.
They're motivated because the currency becomes devalued over time, and they know that. You can't put something.
No, they don't. See, this is what I'm getting at right here. Is the evolution of consciousness. Of understanding your surroundings, understanding the situation, the sea of variables that you find yourself in. That is what people need to accomplish to reach this next level of thought, this next level of cognitive ability to understand. Because at the moment when you're head in the sand, you're not going to gain any information. You're not open to receiving, because you're just not conscious enough to really care about anything or even know what to care about.
And it's difficult for the person to sort of know what to do. I mean, we all carry debt. There's a cost of money out there. Do you really want to be rushing to pay off your house right now when the value of houses are diminishing? I mean, is that where you want to be putting your money? Shouldn't you be taking the extra money you have that you would otherwise be trying to pay off your house and buying precious metals with it, or bitcoins with it, or something that's increasing in value right now? I mean, it seems kind of silly to rush to pay off one's house so that it can be worth less next month.
Yeah, I see. You've always made that argument, Mark, and I still don't feel bad that I paid off my house.
I understand where you it makes it less complicated. It's a nice simple solution, but I'm not sure that it's the best one.
Well, it's less talking stress, about though, not too, paying. Right? You're talking. Well, it is less stress. It's one less bill.
Right.
But I actually own it. So-called. Of course, the government really does. But that's another issue.
That's the reality.
But you've been making that point for a while, and I think that as far as paying off a house versus not paying off a house is concerned, I like having something that I can live in and that I can call mine. And what you're suggesting otherwise is that I speculate and invest in other things instead of using that money to pay down a debt that I've incurred. And for me, I'm very anti-debt. I don't like debt. I think that if you're going to use debt, it needs to be used to be constructive in some way, like to have a house to live in or to go into a business. But I wouldn't recommend it. I think that if you can't go into a business with money that you have, you probably shouldn't do it, because then you're taking, a risk that – now, risk is important. It is important to take risks, but it's also good to build up financial strength.
Make educated guesses.
Right, because it's risky enough to go into business, period. Like, just to have an idea and to put it out there and to create a product or a service.
Good ideas fail all the time.
Right. That on its own is risky. To add on top of that – taking on debt on top of the already existing risk of whether or not your business is going to succeed, because then if your business doesn't succeed, you're still stuck holding the bill at that point. And so I'm with JJ, and I'm actually kind of agreeing with
JJ.
I kind of agree with both of you on this, in that debt is a huge problem. But the reason why people are getting into debt is because of what JJ's talking about, where they're constantly chasing new shiny things that they feel like they need.
And I don't disagree with what JJ's saying. During the break, he was talking about trading in the 35-inch plasma TV for the 45-inch plasma TV.
It may be an exaggeration, but...
I don't know that it's much of one.
No. The next high-def, whatever version. Oh, I got to get the Blu-ray player now because my DVD just isn't good enough. Yeah. It's like, come on, really? Is that the way you're going to live your life, is just to get that one incremental increase in whatever it is, and that satiates you?
Well, to some extent, I think America has learned that lesson. If not learned it, at the very least, is experiencing that lesson right now. But you also have to ask yourself, what happens to the people whose job it is to make high-def TVs? I mean, the economy has been for so long based on consumerism. What about them? Do we really want to lose those high-skilled jobs?
Well, I wouldn't. If the economy is built on a false premise, I would want that to fall apart, to be broken apart, and to build the economy on a solid, real premise, like manufacturing or production or creating something. That's what I'd rather see. Instead of just trying to prop this one up because it's the only one we have, why do that if it's a failing, if it's failed to begin with, if it's dead?
The people making the TV smart, by the way, don't live around here.
Some of them do, right? No?
No, not,
all not, not a single
no.
one.
Okay.
No television set that I know of is made in the United States, so-called. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I'm not going to be concerned with what jobs happen out there as far as my spending habits are concerned. I'm only concerned with the bottom line and how much I make versus how much is going out. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer, 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed biofriendly, money saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wiki.freetalklive.com. Head on over there, get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see there, wiki.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy. And the taxes that you pay on these cigarettes, they feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul, lingering odors, and just no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL to save 5% off their already low prices. As I understand, the kit itself is a loss leader. VaporStation.com.
800-259-9231. We're talking about personal finances and financial intelligence and how it is seriously lacking in this country. And, of course, the reason, one of the big reasons is because, well, most of us went to government school, where, as it's been said multiple times on this program, all they taught me in government school is how to write a check. They didn't teach me anything about savings. They didn't teach me anything. I mean, Mark, you mentioned earlier that the way the financial system is set up, it is a debt-based system. The Federal Reserve notes are evidence of debt. Each Federal Reserve note, the greenbacks that are in your wallet, each one of those is evidence of debt that has been created on a book somewhere in the federal government, the Federal Reserve, or whatever. So the entire system is based on debt. And then on top of that, you've got this mentality, this consumer mentality, where people are constantly chasing newer and better things to replace the other things that they've already purchased. And they're willing to chase those things to their detriment, rather than save the money required to purchase that brand new 40-inch LCD screen or Blu-ray player. Rather than save the money required, they'll put it on the credit card and they'll make payments on it, thereby paying, you know, 50% more than they otherwise would have paid. Or they'll go with like a rent-to-own place. If they can't get a credit card because their credit's so bad, they'll go with Rent-A-Center or something like that, and then they're going to pay like four times as much as what the regular price would be had they actually just been patient enough and frugal enough to actually save the money to purchase the things they're looking for. And as a result of that, JJ, you were talking about this during one of the breaks, the place that you used to live in, Wisconsin, the Rent-A-Center truck was there every single day, either dropping off something or picking something up. And when they pick those things up, it means those people weren't able to make the payments.
That's
anymore.
Right. I was in sort of a subsidized apartment complex, and it was a really bad neighborhood. But anyway, the Rent-A-Center truck was always there, and I saw in some of the rooms as I walked past and whatnot, they had their massive big screen TVs in there, and just sitting there all day watching TV. And I think this same mentality goes hand in hand with the political awareness as well, knowing what's going on with the rights and the government doing various things to limit your freedoms and liberties. I think that goes hand in hand with the consumeristic blindness, so to speak, in that, you know, the people are sort of letting themselves be distracted and sort of, I guess, cornered, where their decision-making process is limited to like one of three options. And even though they're actually capable of making a decision of many options, they can only see like three options.
Well, they're ignorant because there's time been spent watching Jerseylicious or whatever. I'm not kidding you. That's what it's called.
What?
There's a show.
That was Jersey Shore.
There's Jersey Shore.
There's another one now?
Yeah, there's a spinoff called Jerseylicious, which is, I think it's a bunch of hairdressers. I don't know. I've only seen the promos for it.
Well, right. The three choices you're talking about, JJ, would it be like looking at something, saying, deciding, I want that, and then trying to figure out how to get it as soon as possible? Like, well, I can either put it on a credit card, or I can go to Rent-A-Center, or I can, you know, steal something.
It's sort of that, as well as, you know, all I have in my life is to go to college and then get a job in finance, or I can go and work at the Flippin' Burgers Shack and stuff like that. You know, it's like my life is limited to these options, and this is all I can do. I have to get a house and a wife and three kids and a car and this job and this pension.
Well, that is what society and popular culture teaches people, right?
Exactly.
Right?
And that
encourages that.
And that goes right back to the public schools thing, where you hear, you know, the teachers are there for they get their pension when they're done, and they put in so many years, or at certain colleges they get tenure and stuff like that. It's like the indoctrination of living through a public school system where, as you said, they don't teach you anything to do with public finance or your own personal finance. It's basically you learn how to add the numbers and put the dollar sign in front,
right?
But there's really no real-life, real-world sort of knowledge that it imparts upon you. It's just, yeah, pass this test so that I can get my bonus check and have summer vacation.
Mark, you'd made a comment earlier that I think we should focus a little more on, because JJ and I both disagreed with it. And the comment was regarding people and spending money sooner rather than saving it, because the system is designed in a certain way to encourage that.
Right, people are motivated because that's how the system's designed.
It's a true statement. The system is designed to encourage spending because the money does become worth less over time. However,
it's true that people react to incentives.
However, those incentives are largely invisible to most of the population. Like the people that we're talking about, and I've spent plenty of time in neighborhoods like that as well, and around folks who just don't have the financial wherewithal to know what it is they're doing. They don't know what inflation is. I mean, they've heard of inflation, maybe. Maybe.
They don't. It's irrelevant to them. It's the people in this sort of mental state, from what I can tell, and living there, I've never been that way of just, I have to have this thing and I will do whatever's necessary to get it, blah, 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 and go into debt for however long. Anyway, it's sort of a way. We talked earlier before about the way to ease the pain and take pills, antidepressants and sort of mind altering drugs, alcohol, all sorts of things. Well, it's the same thing when you consume products. It's the same thing when you get that thing that you wanted. You get that drug. Well, it's not an actual drug. It's just that thing you've been craving, whatever it's a TV or that PlayStation.
Does it even satiate, though, like a drug? I mean, like with alcohol or some other drug, you actually get high or you get some kind of effect.
I think there is some sort of release. I don't know if it's endorphins or serotonin or something
to
that
effect. But wouldn't you say, is it by the time you actually get to the item that most of that is dissipated because the anticipation is really what you're looking for?
I think it's the chase, too. It's right. The act of getting what you want. And once you
By the
have
time
it,
you get there, it's like, oh, what's next?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's a short-lived high. But
very
I think
short.
But I think it's a high nonetheless, and I think that people pursue it.
Right, sure. The moment of the actual acquiring, maybe there's something there, but it doesn't stay with you.
It doesn't.
Long.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing with the political process. These people who are sort of, you know, ingrained in this philosophy of I must acquire this item, you know, you don't get anything for voting. You don't get anything for caring about the politics. You don't actually get anything that's tangible. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
The whole idea that they're going to go to the polls or they're going to watch their legislature and they're going to call them and they're, you know, they're actually going to pay attention. No, there's no incentive to do that. So I think that's part of the failing. It's not really a failing of society. I think it's just a failing of the people who made that choice not to watch, to undervalue what is actually important.
Well, they were never really right. I mean, you're absolutely right. They were never explained to why certain things are important. They were never told the truth about the monetary system,
right,
or value-backed currency, or, you know, what inflation really is. A lot of people believe that inflation is just a rise in prices. They're told that if they even pay attention to inflation, if they even, you know, are, even if they could define, even if they are aware of the term inflation and maybe could spit out a definition, whether it's a correct or not definition is another question. But even the people that are somewhat familiar with the term still don't know what it really means. A lot of them think that inflation is a rise in prices, when in point of fact, that's a symptom of inflation. In fact, I'm pretty sure I was taught in government high school that inflation is a rise in prices.
I'm pretty sure we all were.
And that, you know, well, there's this 3% or 2% or whatever inflation that happens every year, and that's just the way the system is. And
it's,
you know,
okay. Don't worry about it.
Right. That's just how things are, and you just have to live your life based on that.
Put your money in a savings account, then that handles that 2 or 3%.
Well,
no,
I think
problem.
That might be one of the greatest flaws of the government school is the corrupted value system that it imparts upon the students, and the idea that you value certain things so much more than they ought to be, and you totally neglect the things that are actually important. And this... It goes on every day, and there are plenty of students who, you know, that want to get out, that want to actually learn different ways to actually teach themselves or to gather knowledge that's important to them, but they don't have a way out.
Your toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Maybe you want to tell us your story. What was it that you were taught that you discovered, maybe the hard way, absolutely wasn't the case? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I mean, there's a talk show host whose whole show is dedicated to helping people get out of debt. It's such a huge problem. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.